že abodate v vodbo in počasi se grevate. Vode na šporhetu. In ta zadeva se segreva, segreva in žaba nima toliko občutka, kdaj je dovolj vroče, da bi se skuhala. In pa se prej skuha, predno ven skoči. Tako da ta univerza se kuha zdaj na mednarodnem ognju in noben ne opazi, da kdaj bo postala nekakovostna, kdaj ne bodo vsi dobri študenti ušli. In tudi študenti sami ne. In bomo najprej kuhani, potem se bomo šele premaknili.
Kaj pa univerza?
Oddaja o žabah, kuhanju in študentih.
De Nieuwe Universiteit. De Nieuwe Universiteit, New University oziroma Nova Univerza. Študentsko gibanje je bazirano v zakajeni prestolnici Nizozemske, ki je javnosti postalo znano po zasedbi amsterdamskega rektorata oziroma Magdenhuisa, kot tam pravijo o srednji instituciji univerze. Zasedbo univerze so opozorili na probleme tako v visokem šolstvu, kot tudi v širši družbi. V boju so se jim pridružili tudi nekateri učitelji, ki se zavedajo kritičnega stanja, v katerem je trenutno izobraževalni sektor. V Amsterdamu smo se pogovarjali z aktivnim članom, ki je prisoten že od vsega začetka. Za uvod kratka predstavitev gibanja.
Okay, so the new university is we're a group of mostly students and some university teachers who are aiming to better the university and who make it who we're fighting against all the budget cuts and reorganizations of university that we think are due to a neoliberal governance of the university, and we want to fight that and have the university be just a place to learn again and not have it all the budget cuts and very 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 important courses. For example, in the whole Slavic department there's no course on Russian literature anymore because it's been cut, there's no money for it anymore. So we're trying to improve the university in that way, and we also want and feel strongly about that students and teachers, so the whole university community, also not only the academic community, have more insight into what's happening at the university. And apart from that, because the university is only one thing in society, we also aim to, even more so in the future, we aim to better the society and not only the university.
Razvidna je vse večja artikuliranost študentk in študentov, ki so svojo pozicijo prepoznali kot antagonistično znotraj kapitalističnega sistema. Izpostavljajo nujnost boja proti neoliberalnim ukrepom, ki močno posegajo na celotno področje izobraževanja, od vrtcev do univerz. Del o ukinjanju celotnih oddelkov je možen prav kmalu tudi pri nas. Ukinjanje netržnih oziroma nekomercialno naravnanih oddelkov je predvideval osnutek Svetlikovega statuta Univerze v Ljubljani. Logično lahko sklepamo, da bo šel novi zakon o visokem šolstvu po podobni poti. Študentke in študenti širom sveta se problemov vedno bolj zavedamo, saj na lastni koži občutimo reze tako v visokem šolstvu kot tudi v vsakdanjiku. Metode boja so širom sveta podobne. Protesti, zasedbe, manifestacije, agitacije in organiziranje. Vsekakor najbolj odmevna akcija amsterdamskih tovarišic in tovarišev je bila zasedba osrednje univerzitetne institucije. Moment zasedbe pa je tudi rojstno mesto gibanja Nova univerza. Trinajstega februarja so študentke in študenti zasedli Bungehuis Building kot odziv na nove reforme strani vodstva univerze, vendar jih je policija takoj pregnala. Še isto noč pa je nekaj študentk in študentov zasedlo samo jedro univerze, Magdenhuis. Tam so ostali vse do 11. aprila, ko so se morali spet soočiti z represivno močjo države. Kako je vse skupaj potekalo, nam podrobno opiše naš sogovornik.
It started out as a group mainly at the UvA, the University of Amsterdam.
Sorry, when?
So the protest, well, you, to give a short history, at the end of last year, people squatted a university building called the Spin House and made it into a social center, because the faculty there has been moved, and the only really good social center for students to have in the university was shut down. So people just took it and squatted it and made it a social center again. Then they got evicted, but more and more people got involved and got politicized, and then people grouped together, and more and more people were really discontent with what's going on. And another protest group that is very important, Humanities Rally, started at the Humanities Faculty fighting the budget cuts there. So there was just very, very much discontent going on, and people were organizing, and then people occupied the first building, the Binger House, and with not that big a group of people inside at first. But then a demonstration came by from Humanities Rally, and over 100 people went inside the occupation, and from there it really started. The movement started exploding. We were getting huge media support. Many people in Amsterdam, and especially in the university, were really aware of what's going on, and sometimes even then just realizing what was even going on at the university. And so this happened, and then negotiations with the board were held, and the negotiations were shit. All the board wanted to give the students was one debate, really, that has no binding character whatsoever, just to talk and satisfy students. And 42 people inside. And then we as a group decided that we will not take their offer. We will not leave this building. Legal threats against us had been taken. There was a court case that we of course lost, and they wanted 1,000 euros per day per person of us that is inside after the verdict. And this, the judge said, this is way too much. This is not going to happen. It's 1,000 euros per day, and also not per person, which we raised by donation. And so yeah, people stayed inside, and then we got evicted by the police very brutally. And there was also, during the eviction, a very big protest in front of the building. And this is where people got really mad, also seeing that the university board sent policemen to beat up their students. This is where people got really, really angry. And the same day, there was a demonstration that went to the Machtehaus, the university's governance center, and demanded that the director of the UFA, who was then Luise Gunning, came out and talk to them. This was also, of course, shit. And then a couple of days after, there was a really, really big demonstration by many parties and organizations with, I don't know, I think it was about 3,000 people that ended in front of the Machtehaus. And then spontaneously, the door opened and people went inside, and everybody was like, oh my God, the Machtehaus is occupied. Because you have to see, the Netherlands don't really have a big protest culture, but the Machtehaus is a really, really big symbol, because it has been occupied 11 times. The first time in 1969, I think, by a student, or by a, yeah, so it ended in front of it. Then the door opened, we went inside, and from then everybody was like, oh my God, what's this happening? We have the Machtehaus. This is such a huge symbol. And then the CVB, the governance board, the board of governors of the UFA, came by and said, no, this is our building, thereby completely disregarding that other people at the university are just as legit as they are. This is our building, you have to leave this building now. And of course we didn't. And then the mayor of Amsterdam came by, because he has the right to decide whether evictions go through or not. And we had a talk with the mayor. Nothing much came out of it. But then he said something along the lines, when we asked him, are we going to get evicted right now? He said something along the lines of, you know, this is Amsterdam, and Amsterdam is known that there's all. Amsterdam is known for the fact that here, always a bit more goes than in other parts of the Netherlands. And I wish you good studies, good health, and success to you all. Thereby not replying, or very dubiously replying. And then he went out, and then a couple of people, really not that many, I think 10 or 20, including myself, stayed inside for the first night, not knowing whether police will come or not. But then we just set it up, or during the night we were making decisions on how to run it. We set up a program for the first day, all of that. And then the next morning, people started coming in. All the national media came in, because it was now it was really big. It was just the Machtehaus was occupied. And started having a program from there, and a lot of more people joined. Many passers-by just came by and were like, oh my god, what is happening here? And so we really got a lot of people, also really a lot of new people into the movement, and also just people realizing what's going on.
Na zasedanem območju so takoj začeli odpirati vprašanja, katerim se univerze širom Evrope spretno izogibajo. Tudi samo ime gibanja Nova univerza aplicira neko nujnost transformacije univerze v prostor kritične refleksije, analitičnega mišljenja, prostor, kjer bi se produciralo in reproduciralo znanje, ki je potrebno za človeški razvoj in blagostanje vseh ljudi. Potrebujemo novo univerzo. Znotraj zasedenega območja so takoj organizirali predavanja, okrogle mize, razne delavnice, filmsko-dokumentarne večere, kulturne dogodke in podobno. Organizirali so tudi predavanja zunanjih predavateljev, ki so svojim nastopom hkrati izrazili podporo gibanja ter spregovorili o tegobah kapitalizma. Če omenim samo dva bolj izstopajoča, vplivni francoski filozof Jacques Rancière, sicer so avtor knjige Reading Capital, ki jo je napisal skupaj z Altizerjem, gostili pa so tudi Davida Greberja iz London School of Economics, kjer poučuje antropologijo. Izpostavljajo nujnost organiziranja in povezovanja oblikovanja fronte. V tem kontekstu smo jih povprašali tudi glede njihovega odnosa do političnih strank, sploh med zasedbo univerze.
Well, we don't have as a group a statement on this. Just now we've been helped by a lot of political parties. Some political parties send food to us, and we're not really working together, but the SP, the Socialist Party here, often helps us in a way that they just ask the right questions in the parliament and also in the city council. So they have just other means of pressuring politicians to say something, and they do that quite a lot. So we have good relations with them. But I mean, we're not affiliated to a certain political party. We're just our own protest movement.
Zahteve študentk in študentov so praktično enake kot pri nas. Več denarja za izobraževalno in raziskovalno dejavnost, boj proti neoliberalnim reformam, boj za svobodno in demokratično univerzo in družbo. Ali kot pravi eden izmed njihovih sloganov. We are not asking for a free university. We are asking for a free society. Because a free university in a capitalist society is like a lecture hall in prison. Ravno poudarjanje oziroma povezovanje procesov v visokem šolstvu s širšimi družbeno-političnimi procesi se v zadnjih časih najbolj izpostavlja. Kar je ključnega pomena, saj spremembe v visokem šolstvu niso možne brez sprememb v družbi. Sogovorca smo pa vprašali, kako se je zasedba končala in kaj jih čaka v bližnji prihodnosti.
So, what happened is we got evicted out of the Machte House. Then, because the eviction was so dull and so dumb, really, the story is, we said we would leave on Monday morning after having a festival of sciences and humanities, and we got evicted 2 days before that just because the university board wanted us out there so much. Again, after having had a court case against us, we've been again threatened legally by them. So after the eviction, people were so mad at it that the head of the board of directors, Luisa Hünning, had to step down. And now there is, during the time in the Machthaus, there an agreement had been reached that there were supposed to be two committees, one on democratization and decentralization, and one looking into the financial situation at the UFA, because that's really fucked up. But now we're fighting, after having been forced out of the Machthaus, we're now wanting to broaden a movement, survive the summer, really, make a sustainable movement, and like short term, we're... A lot of people with flex contracts at the UFA now lose their job because they just don't get new contracts, and we want to fight that. We're right now organizing to fight that, and are also in contact with people who actually lose their job. And then next year we want to still chain stuff at the UFA, but broaden our struggle into a struggle for free and emancipatory education, because it just doesn't stop at the university. It's got to be more than that.
Prihodnost je v mednarodnem povezovanju vseh progresivnih elementov, študentk, študentov, profesorjev, delavcev, sindikatov, aktivnih posameznikov in podobno mislečih. Die Nieuwe Universität so z organiziranjem ter kritično analizo stanja izvedli taktično akcijo, ki je bila samo začetek nečesa večjega, saj z dneva v dan rastejo in se širijo. Zaključne vrstice prepuščamo tovarišu iz Amsterdama.
I mean, we're just coming from a demo against TTIP, so it is quite obvious what's going on here, that we more and more neoliberalization of the society as a whole is taking place, and it's just shit, and it has to be stopped. I mean, you can see it in the big picture with things like TTIP, but you can also see it very broken down at the university, and this is why we don't only like focus and at the university, because this is just one symptom of a way bigger problem. So yeah, this is what I think is going on.
V Amsterdamu je, na mesto zakajanja, navezoval stike študenti Tine.
Žabo date v vodo in počasi se grevate. Vode na šporhetu. In ta zadeva se greva in žaba nima toliko občutka, kdaj je dovolj vroče, da bi se skuhala. In pa se preskuha predno ven skoči. Tako da ta univerza se kuha zdaj na mednarodnem ognju in noben ne opazi, da kdaj bo postala nekakovostna, kdaj ne bodo vsi dobri študenti ušli. In tudi študenti sami ne. Bomo najprej kuhani, potem se bomo šele premaknili.
Kaj pa univerza?
Oddaja o žabah, kuhanju in študentih.